Because it feels somewhat loving. It could be a real like lash out, which I know a lot of people do, but it doesn't feel that way.
No, it's not. It's not at all. I mean, like, okay, so Emily and I with Salt Lake City as and Utah generally have always had a total love affair with the audience.
We love you guys.
Well, and also it's, I think it's because we were both brought up as like, well, I was brought up as like a church camp kid. And so I have all this kind of mixed into the music, and there's kind of all these like reformed Mormon, you know, folks that are that in our audience that, and like people like Troy Williams that do really good work in human rights and stuff and gay rights. But yeah, so we had this relating thing on a spiritual level of like, well, we have this like set of morals that came from this way we were raised, but we're sort of rejecting the parts that we don't like. And there was like a part, like almost like an affinity that we could feel immediately. It was crazy. I mean, early on.
Yeah.
So then when I had a punk band for a while before I did started doing country music solo, I went, I would go to Salt Lake City and play, you know, to like almost nobody. But KRCL, the community station, would always have us come by and do an interview or something. And then there would be, you know, 50 people at the show that were all like really super queer and kind of punky. And it was just, it was moving to me, like very moving. And I always felt like Salt Lake is kind of the, for me, is a microcosm of like the United States, you know, the way it has shifted and evolved over time. And we, and the community radio station there is so strong, and I love that. And Utah Phillips, you know, that artist, you know, I've always loved him. And so, it, yeah, so that's a very lovely, I mean, it's a very autobiographical song about pulling into to Salt Lake and thinking about, you know, just what's, what was going on in the world and conservative Christians and conservative Mormons and conservative any religion and how it hurt us. But it's very loving because I, you know, I'm a church camp kid. I mean, I'll never, you cannot take that out of me ever. You know, so I relate in that way. And I mean, Salt Lake is, you know, one of my favorite cities just to watch evolve. And I went there and also went there as a very young kid with my family to the Mormon Tabernacle.
Really?
My dad was obsessed with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. So when we went on our, we took two trips out west and that was one place we went.
That's great. Well, good. Yeah, it warms my heart to hear that. I don't live in Denver anymore, and I'm not the Mormon I was when I was growing up. But I do still root for, I mean, I root for Utah and for Salt Lake City to evolve in the way that I hope that it does. And it gets there little by little, you know, takes a while. One thing about that I was going to ask you, do you ever find that people love the Indigo Girls, but still can't stomach lesbianism or some of the political causes that you fight for? It's almost like a shut up and sing kind of thing. We love the Indigo Girls, but I can't sign off on too many of the other things that you're really about. You know what I mean?
Sure. Totally. I mean, we have people tell us that. So
just want to punch
it. It's fine. It's like, actually, because some people will say it in the most loving way, you know, they'll be like, I think they're almost like, they don't want me to mistake them for somebody that has the same political views. So they're making sure I know, you know, cause they don't want to be in that camp. So some of it's that, and you know, it's funny, the gay thing is not as big of an issue.
Oh, good.
You know,
good.
I mean, it is to some people like my, I'm sure there are people from my past and my mom's kind of more conservative Christian friends. She's very different now, but you know, at a time, anyway, all the kids, the parents that I grew up with still feel like it's a sin and an abomination and all that, but they love me, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Cause they loved me as a kid, but they really don't. Yeah. They think that they really don't agree at all. So I know them and they listen to our music some, but they'll listen to like when we make a holiday music record or something, that's like their favorite thing. And they'll tell me that. And I know what that means, you know?
Right.
It's code in a way, but you know, it almost, it gets a bigger, we get more response and anger at things like Black Lives Matter. I mean, racism is like, it is the freaking final frontier or something to be. I mean, it is so hard to fight racism because you got to fight it inside yourself while you're fighting it in the world. And then like our stance as pro-choice women also gets a lot of heat.
That's the big one right now, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's always gotten a lot of heat. I mean, we did, I mean, I remember playing a pro-choice show in Knoxville and we had a bomb threat, you know. Oh. It's like, you know, we had to move it. We had to move the venue because we had a bomb threat. And I remember it, we played at Vanderbilt early on in our career and we had a Voters for Choice kind of college, you know, table of like college women that were doing a pro-choice thing with college kids at the time. And we were just out of college and we announced the table and we had a big, big group of people just stand up and walk out, you know, of the show, and that, which is fine. You know, it's they're expressing their views, but it's just the rancor that we get from work on anti-racism against Native folks, especially in like border towns, yeah. You know, that, I mean, man, talk about, people get really riled up about Native issues that it, you know, big time.
Yeah.
So it's not what you think it's going to be. I mean, I'm sure homophobia is just embedded in so many things, but right. It's not the outward, it's just not what people write to us about or make comments about or anything.
That's interesting. So I was listening back to Look Long to get ready to talk to you. And I read somewhere, maybe it's on your website, I don't remember, but the idea of Look Long came from Woody Guthrie.